To develop an intimate personal relationship, you have to invest a great deal of time one-to-one. This is what Jesus teaches about prayer in the Sermon on the Mount. When you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Jesus has in mind people who pray publicly to impress others. This, he says, is not real prayer. Not many of us will be tempted to do prostrations on the street corner for Lent, but there is a broader principle at work here, and it has both a concrete aspect and a spiritual aspect. To develop a personal relationship with God, we must shut out the world. In particular, we cannot be concerned with what other people think about our prayer. So Jesus says, "Go into your room and shut the door." There, in secret, you and the Father can be present to each other in an authentic and intimate way. The word for room in the original Greek could be translated closet or storeroom or the place where you keep your most valuable possessions. There are no windows, so you cannot be seen, and just as importantly, you cannot be distracted by what is happening outside. Almost all of us need to follow Jesus's advice literally. We need to spend a significant amount of time alone with God on a regular basis. Even so, we will struggle with distracting thoughts. I said that there is a spiritual interpretation of Jesus' words. God is to be encountered within, where we keep our treasures, in the deepest recesses of our hearts. We go into the closet and close the door, but our ultimate goal is to achieve an awareness of God's presence wherever we are and whatever we are doing, to abide with God in our hearts at every time and place. This is the unceasing prayer of the heart, which the great spiritual fathers encourage us to strive for. Take the first step, arise, walk into the inner room of your house and close the door, shutting out the world and turning to God. There are no shortcuts.